You're listening to Tech with Heart, empowering business success in a digital era. Sponsored by Revelio, innovative software solutions that make your business come alive. Here is your host, international best-selling author, speaker, female tech founder, and innovative expert, Michelle Calloway.
Welcome to Tech with Heart. I am your host, Michelle Calloway, and we are about empowering business owners to be successful in a digital era. In a day and age where Amazon is flipping business models on their head, it is more important than ever before to come together as small business owners, to learn from one another, see what's really working so that we can stay fresh, relevant, competitive, and agile in a digital era. And how can we keep our heart relationships at the center of it all? So welcome again to Tech with Heart. And I am delighted about our guest speaker today. Her name is Carol Stanley, and she is going to speak to us about how we can go from a business leader to a brilliant motivator. So welcome, Carol.
Thank you so much, Michelle. It's such a delight to be with you today. Absolutely.
So a little bit about Carol is that I have met her. Some people tell her that she looks like Betty White's younger sister. And she's just an absolute energy ball, a delight to work with. I have just so enjoyed the time that I've gotten to know her. But let me give you a little bit of background. She, since 1974, Carol has guided hundreds of formerly frustrated clients to step into their own unique brand of stage brilliance. Beloved by many, Carol is known as the fairy godmother, who equips and encourages her clients to be the stars they were meant to be with her special magic golden dust of presentation and voice skills to create golden outcomes in the balance sheet and beyond. She's a published author of magazine articles, and she's also written a couple of books, Incredible Life, and her newest book, Born to Be Awesome, which is a guide to shining with brilliance on stage and camera through the power of God in you. So she's definitely a very powerful woman to know. She's faith-based. She's on a mission with purpose to help others shine brilliantly. Her vast background is in stage performance, screen, TV, recording music albums, speaking, singing, modeling, stage directing, and of course, training others to be their excellent best. So thank you so much, Carol. Welcome to the Tech with Heart stage. You've been gracing us with your your presence. Thank you so much, Carol.
You're so welcome, Michelle. It's a delight to be here. And I love the fact that I love what you do with Revelio and now Tech with Heart. We're so on the same page. It's just great because we're all about helping people step into their excellence and their brilliance. Yes.
So yeah, let's get right into it then. So as business owners today, it's not enough for them to just be really good at running their business. They need to get out in front. They need to show others who they are, and they need to do it in a way that is powerful. It is compelling. It is motivational, inspirational, attractive. They want to be able to attract their perfect client. So let's speak a little bit. What does it look like for somebody to come and work with you? What can you do for them?
Well, what I love doing is, well, first of all, I love speaking to groups and doing some interactive stuff with them to help them understand the power and really the simplicity, but the power of stepping into their excellence with presentation. I am a communication specialist, and I focus on voice performance, presentation skills, and EQ, or emotional intelligence languaging, because that's critical to help you connect. Whether you're talking to one person, 10 people, or a whole 5,000 in the audience, you want to connect with them. And you want a language such that you're hitting their need, their value system around influence, because you want to influence them. You want to give them the specialness of you from your heart to theirs. And it's so important. Michelle, I know you and I have talked about this before, that the stats are incredibly important to understand. You have 7% only of your communication is your words or your content. Now, most people get totally hung up about their content because it's very important, but it's not the critical piece. The critical piece is the 93% we call delivery, or how we say those words. because how you deliver those words is absolutely critical to somebody wanting to connect with you, or that your impact on them. In other words, your effectiveness. And my specialty is helping you to be totally effective in your communication. Yeah.
So, so let's share a little bit more about that, because most of our audiences are business owners. Yep. And so we want them to be as effective as possible. Obviously, Carol, I'm assuming you would be able to help them with their messaging, because those 7% of words, the right words, are so paramount, right, for success. Yes. And to be able to motivate. But you spoke about the rest, the 93%, that is so much more about the presence, the how you come across to people. So can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Absolutely, Michelle. Thank you. Yeah, the 93% is what I call the sweet spot of your voice. It's how your head is working. In other words, where is your thought process really? Is it concerned about you and your delivery, or is it all about them? So your thoughts, your actual two-chambered voice, because your voice is the only broadcast system you have. And then your body, because your voice encompasses your head, your two chambers, and your body. Your body has to be strong with energy high. And so many people just don't put enough emphasis on their delivery. You know, I can say to you, Michelle, I love you. And what are you hearing, right? The message is coming across not so good. But I can say, I love you, Michelle, and mean it with all my heart. And now you're receiving what I want you to have. So your delivery is critical. How you stand says volumes about you. And of course, your head, you actually emit an electrical chemical field around you with your thoughts. Every thought is tied to an emotion, and that sets up this electrical chemical field. Dogs read it, cats read it, other people read it. Have you ever been around a negative person and you just kind of found yourself wanting to back up? Well, the opposite is true. When you're around somebody who is focused on you and giving from their heart and you're enjoying the conversation, they want to move in towards you. And that's exactly what your head communicates, your body communicates. You want to communicate that you know who you are, but you care about them. Your handshake says it, your body says it, everything about you says it, including your pitch, pace, and pause of your voice, the emotions in your voice.
That is so true, Carol. I know that when we are out and about networking, whether we're just meeting people, or sometimes you get invited to go over to people's homes for dinner, if you're on stage presenting, you being fully aware of how you're coming across is just so important, because most of us, we only see through our own eyes. And
yes.
We're not fully made aware of how we are perhaps affecting others around us. And we want to be that powerful force for change. We want to know that when we step up into a leadership role, whether we're leading our business or we're leading teams, or we're a motivational speaker. I mean, mm-hmm. you're not probably a motivational speaker unless you've like fine-tuned the art of how can you come across as a motivator, right? So how do you go
exactly
from business leader to brilliant motivator, which is the topic of this Tech with Heart segment. So, being able to be coached or mentored by somebody like yourself would be very, very valuable, because otherwise you're just kind of going at it the way you've always gone at it, and you don't see what other people see. And let's talk a little bit about Carol. I know you well enough to know that you're not just there to help them with their presentation. You're not there to just help them with their message. You actually take it to the next level. Because you have this EQ thing. Why don't you talk a little bit about that?
Well, the EQ is emotional intelligence, really. And what is so important is that people understand, you know, we've all taken personality profiles of some sort. And I'm certified in DISC and Personality Plus and CRG out of Canada. And I've done, you know, Enneagram. I'm certified in many. But this is the deal. They are all psychology-based, which is fabulous for knowing yourself. But it does not help you get into the world quickly and effectively of the other person, the person in front of you, or the people in front of you. And what I do is I am certified with bank code technology, which is so important because it is all about emotional intelligence. It's about understanding quickly and effectively the value system around influence. How do you, Michelle, want to be influenced from me? I need to know that to be able to really connect with you and really be effective with you. So I love training people in how to language this, In other words, how to understand it, how to language it, and how to use it in their everyday life with clients, with their teams, because it really makes a difference. When I can know your psych profile, but if I don't understand your value system around influence, I can still be dead in the water.
That's so critical. Yeah. Carol, yeah. I know that a little bit about BankCode because I've been following Sherry Trace. She's, I would consider a very good friend of mine, and I just follow her a lot. I built my model, actually, my business model after her model, because I just loved the way that she was doing things, and she's very forward thinking, and that's the kind of people I tend to want to hang out with. So with that, I was going to speak. I know you've mentioned the 7%. So knowing the IQ of your audience or whom you're speaking to, having an idea of what words to use is so critical. But when you are presenting yourself, whether it be on stage or in person, you're
or on camera.
Yeah. Or on camera, of course. So on camera, I'm a big video advocate. Video, guys, video. If you're not using video in your business, you need to be using video because it's a great way to connect, even if you're not able to be there in person. It's like the next best thing. So with this EQ, you know, knowing enough about how you're coming across to others and knowing that their personalities aren't always an identical match to yours or their values aren't going to be an identical match to yours, it's so great for you to say, now I know what it is I should be wearing. So you want to wear something that will actually be comfortable and attractive to all of the four different quadrants of the EQ system, and you want to know how you're posturing, you know, mm-hmm. You want to carry yourself in a way that you come across really great to those, you know, the leaders, the usually the action takers, you know, and then there's also the nurturer. So you want to use gestures like opening your arms, opening your heart, welcoming them in. But then there's also the other two personalities, which are a little bit more like in the box. I like to know more logical stuff. I want to know. So there's actually an incredible science to it that I love that you're able to teach. So you train speakers not just on how to work the stage, but work it with on purpose because of whom you know you're speaking to. So it's so critical, guys. If you're listening, Carol is not your average, ordinary, just speak performance coach. She like takes things to whole new levels. Right, Carol? Am I correct?
Yes. A lot of what I do and what I teach is right here in this book. It's called Born to be Awesome. And it really is, it's my heart, 40 years, 47 years actually, of training other people, being trained, being on stage and screen and doing a plethora of work on, again, the radio, podcasting, you name it, pretty much I've done it. But this is my pedagogy, my heart, to help you step into excellence and understand that you have to pay attention to a lot of things. You know, it's the little things in life that make the big difference. For the golfer, for instance, who walks home with $1 million, right, versus not so much, it's usually in the little things that he has to perfect. And it's true in life in general. Yes, it's important to know the big stuff, but you got to add the little stuff into it. It's, you know, I like to liken it to a violin. You know, the pegs on the violin are the main tuning pieces, but the fine tuning comes at the bridge and the little screws on the bridge of the violin. I didn't know if you knew that, but in voice work, it's so important to understand the likeness of stringed instruments to voice. Certainly when you're writing music for them, you have to pay very close attention because voice and strings will show discrepancies and so forth much more than any other instrument. So, and that's off topic, but that's okay. We're sharing, just sharing from our heart here, but
no,
it's so important.
It.
Yeah.
I love it.
You know, yeah.
So let me just say, when we come back from break, we're going to talk about some of those tips and tricks that can actually make just a significant enough of a shift in your presentation so you can understand the value that working with somebody like Carol may definitely bring to you as a leader in your business or leader in your community or whatever it is that you're stepping into to guide and lead others into. So when we come back, we're going to learn about that.
The problem is that business owners are losing millions of dollars of potential revenue each year because they don't know how to stand apart from the competition. I'm Michelle Calloway. I am the founder and CEO of Revelio, an augmented reality marketing tool that we've created for business owners like you to help you captivate people's attention,
oh, that's so cool.
Influence their buying decisions.
Oh, I like it.
Okay.
I like that a lot.
Oh,
I want that.
I love it.
We do this by making your brand or product come alive with virtual content. You can actually take a viewer through the entire buyer's journey in less than 60 seconds. It's super easy to do. Just send us your artwork, send us your video, and we'll connect them and make the magic happen. So start standing out and influencing today.
Welcome back to Tech with Heart. I'm your host, Michelle Calloway. I am super delighted to have Carol Stanley on with us today talking about how we can take our presentations, our voice, to the next level to go from just a business leader to a brilliant motivator. So Carol, before the break, we were talking about some of those just slight little shifts. You likened our mm-hmm. voice to like the violin strings on how mm-hmm. the fine tuning isn't necessarily at the knobs. It's really down there towards the bridge. And that's where the most significant tiny little shifts can really make the biggest difference for that instrument. So in that same realm, I'm assuming that there's some small tweaks or things that we can do with our voice, with our posturing. Can you share mm-hmm. a few of those tips and tricks for our viewers?
Of course. Yeah. One of the first things I do, it is back to the sweet spot of your voice, you know, your thought process, your two-chambered voice, and your body, because all three speak volumes. The electrical chemical system that your, if you will, that your thoughts create, radiate out to other people. And people read them like, they read them like a book. Whether you've said anything or not, they read you. They read your body. And of course, they read the quality of your voice. And are you coming from emotion and from authenticity? I like to teach the thing called HAIL. It's being honest, authentic, H-A-I-L. Honest, authentic, standing in integrity and love. If you come from these places, it really, really helps. Because it helps now you to truly communicate with a powerful delivery. So one of the first things I do is I put people in what I call stature. So it's what I do is I have you pull up into the ceiling, and I'm going to do it for you. Pull hard into the ceiling, pull hard, then pull out like a gymnast, dismounting. Now drop your arms, but leave your chest where it is. Your chest will be much higher than you normally carry yourself. It will open up your rib cage. You can't see me, but that's okay. Open up your rib cage and align now your ear to your shoulder, to your waist, to your hip, to your knee, and to your ankle. Now you're in a good straight posture, but there's more to it. You want to now attach an imaginary bungee cord in the crown of your head where the curvature goes down and pull straight up. You'll feel yourself actually picking up about a half an inch, what feels like a good half inch of height. And that's so important. And you're on a bungee so you can move, but you're pulling up. Your energy is high in your body. Now your feet are going to be under your hips, feet parallel, not out, because that says I'm arrogant, or not in, says I don't know what I'm doing, but just parallel. Now you're neutral. You're not pushing your audience away. You're neutral, but you're just feet right under your hips. And now I want you to feel the earth up through those feet for real. And then you're going to take your core, the solar plexus, the core of you, and stake it down between your two feet. And of course, this is all in your head, but you're doing it and it shifts your body. Now you are grounded. And if I tried to come and push on you, I couldn't push you over. You're not a pushover. And I love that, because now when you ground your body like this, you're going to look 10 times better than you did a minute ago. And when you ground your body, your mind and your voice ground as well. So important for the quality of your delivery. You know, if I tell Michelle that I love you, she gets a certain message, right? But if I say, Michelle, I love you with everything in me, and my body's going to show it, my voice is showing it, and my mind is showing it also. So you're reading me now loud and clear that I truly love you. That's powerful. And again, people like to tweak their words, and they're important. I help you do that as well, because words are critical, but the 93% of communication is the real critical piece, and that's how you say those words. That's how you deliver. So that's so important.
So I love that. Let's talk a little bit more about beyond the, what you talked about, posturing is huge, because I know that if you do all those things, you present so much more anchored and confident and true.
Yes, absolutely.
Because I'm a big advocate for video. So Tech with Heart,
yes.
You know, we're all about making sure that we help empower businesses to stay successful. And one of the ways, obviously, besides speaking on stage, just like the top way to like be of influence is to get out on stage. But you also can do that from video. So video is a very key tool. If you're not using it, please listen here and hear me.
Yep.
You need to be doing it, because if you're not doing it, your competitors are. They're connecting with their audience.
That's right.
You're still like sticking to your old ways of doing business, and that's not going to fly. We need you to be open to some shifting and some changing here. So how to get comfortable with video. So let's talk a little bit about how you can take that posturing and now you can relate through to somebody through video. And you can do this through Facebook Lives. You can do this through a pre-recorded video. But don't try to be perfect. I think the authenticity factor here is key. Now, I think you spoke of, right, about the need for you to be true to who you are.
Yes.
The authentic self.
Yes, the hail. Yes, honest, authentic, in integrity, and love.
Okay.
That's incredibly important, yes.
Because people can tell. Like you had said, people can pick up your vibes. They can tell whether you're being real or not. And it's a big trending thing. Like just you be you, just be you, be real.
Right.
Carol will help you with posturing. It's good to have somebody be able to see it from not your own eyes, but like help you know how you're coming across to others. But on video, eye contact, right? To be able
huge.
To see that
huge.
Small little cock of your head and hear the voice and to be able to tell the authenticity coming from the voice. All of these factors help people to learn who you are, get to know you a little bit, and begin to perhaps trust you. Those are the things that they need to have in place in order for them to want to do business with you. Your messaging can be the compelling piece, but if you're off-putting with your posture or how you're coming across, or you're being completely fake and inauthentic, they're going to know it and they're going to sense it even through video. But that's how you're going to grow your business. And video is so easily shared. And you can, there's so many channels you can share it out there for free. So hear us when we say that, yes, being able to master your presentation skills is critical. Carol can help with that. But get yourself out there on video.
Mm-hmm. And for sure. Forgive me.
Let me just finish that thought, because Facebook Live is one of the most powerful ways that you can do that right now. And I love it, because you cannot be inauthentic. You have to kind of be who you are right then and there, because it's live. There's no editing, right? So, and it's powerful, because as soon as you go out on either Facebook Live, or I know you can do it on YouTube or Instagram, your followers, all the people that are connected to you that know, like, and trust you already, they get notified, and then they can easily share that with others. So, you know, reach out to us if you want some strategy around how you can just use something as simple as live broadcasting to take your business to the next level.
Okay. Yes. It's so important also, too, when you're working on camera. Most people, even if they're comfortable on stage, kind of freak out when a camera is in front of them. But what's important is that you look at that camera and you see, it's a mind game, but you see your best friend, one person, you're speaking to one person, and you're going to speak through the microphone, not to it. That's also another important piece when you're working with video or just audio, like on radio or podcasting. It's so important to understand the power of all three pieces. Even if people can't see you, all three pieces have to be in place. In other words, how you're thinking, understanding that voice and the pitch and the pace and the pause and the emotion, so important. And of course, your body, you're going to sit in, you know, even if you're, like you say, if you're on radio or podcasting, you're going to sit in stature. You're going to be grounded and you're going to give the best of you. Video is now ramping that up at least 10 times, because now they can see and feel you. And that's so important. So just remember, talk to your best friend, be yourself, and don't worry.
Well, let me add to that a little bit, because I've been doing trying to help some of my clients get better at and be more comfortable in front of the camera. So you're saying to look through the camera and see their best friend. So they have to kind of visualize that. But if you need to, listeners, you can actually print out a picture of your friend and paste it right below the camera that you're recording with so that you see a face. Because if you're able to speak to a person and get out of your head on the realization that you're being filmed, then you're going to be able to emote. You're going to be able to relate. You're going to be able to be basically a storyteller. And that's what stories always sell. And the reason that they sell is because they're genuine. They're coming from a place that we know and people can relate to stories. So the way to be able to share stories easily on camera too, you guys, so because a lot of times when you do broadcasts live, we don't want to just be rambling, you know, we don't want to just be like off on tangents. We kind of want to know why we're going live at that particular moment. What is it that we want to convey? What is the main message? So beyond the face that you can put on the camera to help you remember that you're speaking to a person or multiple people, you can actually put yourself just like maybe a few little bullet points on a piece of paper as well to keep you on topic and go from the first point to the next point to the third point within a very fluid movement without feeling like you have to memorize word for word what the little speech is that you wanted to share, but using those bullet points to just more or less kind of guide you through that storytelling process.
Yes, I teach something called mind mapping, which is taking bullet points, but taking it really up to another level, which is using color, keywords in caps, and pictures. So you create your bullet points in this special method called mind mapping, and literally you close your eyes, you can see what you want, you know, what your presentation is. But you can also obviously tape it right below the camera, and that's a perfect way to have it. Then you've got all your golden nuggets, your silver nuggets, your you know, you've got everything right there in front of you. It's wonderful.
Yeah, because some people, they just can't get out of their head so easily, Carol. So I'm
some
tips that will guide you, because it is so imperative that we do get on camera. You can't just be successful anymore without doing what all your competitors are doing or even doing it better. And one of the things that is to relate to people. You have to be able to be relatable, because Salesforce did a survey last year and said that 80% of consumers said that the experience that they have with the brand is as important, if not more important, than the product or service you are selling. So it is no longer good enough for you to have a really great product. They want to connect with you. Why should they choose you over your competitor? And it's this relationship part, this emoting, this connecting piece that is going to make the biggest difference for you. And video can do that for you without you having to be there in person. So you need to be having videos on your website. You need to be using video in your marketing pieces as well.
Yes, and the EQ, or emotional intelligence, that the bank code that I work with trains you in, is how to speak their language of influence, if you will, so that they really want to connect with you. And that verbiage, just understanding that and being able to insert key words that speak to all four personality codes as it relates to influence, that's critical. And so I of course train you to be able to do that so that you can be that much more effective. And then you can deliver that with your heart and with realness and but yet really they now are leaning in going, oh wow, she gets me. And that's really, really good. Really neat.
Yeah, it's about shortening the distance between, oh, I like you, to, oh, wow, I want that, you know. And that's
exactly
one of the tools that Revealio is able to empower you with as well. I know Carol's showed up her book earlier, and Revealio, which is our sponsor, bridges the realms of virtual with real world, so you can have far more dynamic wow power, star power, to cause people to instantly understand more who you are and what you have to offer them through story, but in a disruptive manner. So that is augmented reality video marketing.
And which is fabulous, by the way. It's absolutely fabulous.
Thanks, Carol. Yeah, so with that, I is there anything else that you think that would help our small business owners who are listening, who are tuning in or watching this on their television? What is it, some other tips that you can perhaps leave with them that would help them to just start doing those very shifts? You talked about posturing. What about voice? Is there anything about
voice?
Well,
yes, it's so important. Many women tend to they tend to talk up here and just be a little irritating. And I'm exaggerating that a little bit. But I can't tell you how important it is that you find the pocket, the central pocket of your voice where it's communicating, but it's not distracting. It's not irritating. It's not down here in the in the gravel, or up here, it's right in the middle, in a wonderful what I call the pocket. And it's so important to understand the power of that. You can do things like a hooty owl sound. If you tend to be too high, you can go hoo, and really find that open throat hooty owl. Just play with that. That helps you to start to understand how, at least to discover that there is a pocket that you can be in. And if you're too low and in the gravel, you can do sirens, yee, that kind of stuff. I know it'll send you into orbit right now, but the point here is that there are quick tips to help you improve your voice immediately. But I teach the physiology, science and physiology of understanding how to really open both of those chambers so that you can automatically find your pocket. And again, I've worked with singers for 47 years, and it transforms their speaking voice to understand that physiology. So I make even my speakers sing a little bit because they got to understand how sound is really phonated or created. Yeah.
Well, that's really awesome because we are on podcast too, and I know you have a podcast. And so
yeah.
I live in the San Francisco Bay Area, and I know how powerful audio is, even more so because I went and did the Alcatraz tour, and they did like the most phenomenal audio tour I've ever experienced. Like,
wow.
It transitions you right as if it takes you back in time, because they did such a great job with like background noise. Like if you're in the mess hall in the Alcatraz prison, you can actually hear people clinking their forks to their plates and the little rumble of just conversation happening in the background while you're listening in the foreground to somebody telling a story with such good quality audio as if you're like right there in their presence. Wow, it's very transformational. So I get what you're saying about like that high pitched voice, because I know what emotion plays into your pitch as well. And so the more you practice your, what you want to say, practice either in front of a mirror, or what I recommend is actually practice by video recording yourself and then play it back, not just to you, but anybody else in your sphere of influence, to see how does this come across. I know that, Carol, that's what you work with. You
yes.
probably have your clients work with you through Zoom, like what we're doing.
Yes.
Where you may have them record themselves and then send you that, because, again, it's not just your voice. It's all your posture,
no.
your message.
It's everything, yeah.
It's everything. So that is a good tip, though, right, for them to just practice. It gets more comfortable.
Big time. Yeah. Yes, just, you know, you can set up, you can set up your phone, you can set up your iPad, whatever, but just get comfortable with you being on camera. You want your head in the top of the frame, for sure, and that really helps a lot, because then you're utilizing the whole frame. There's just, again, there's lots of little tips, and Michelle's great at sharing those with you. I certainly work with them with my clients, but absolutely, you want to be on video and practice, because you'll be your own best critic, truly. When you see you on camera, you're going to go, oh, wow, and our heads always go to negative first, but I want you to start seeing the positives. But yes, see what you want to fix, if you will, and because we can all do better. And the more you're on camera and the more you watch yourself, the more you're gonna step it up and be fully on who, you know, be full on who you are, so you can fulfill your purpose. It's so important that you do what you love to do, but do it authentically and do it for real and be you. It's just so important.
Yeah, so let's go ahead and realize that Carol's on Tech with Heart. And the reason she's on Tech with Heart right now is because Tech with Heart is in position to empower businesses to be successful in a digital era. So I mentioned earlier, you can't do business the way you used to do business. If you're only getting word of mouth referrals right now, then that's great. But there may be a time where you need to like not rely so heavily on word of mouth referrals. So get outside of the comfort zone and get yourself in learning how to just do some basic presentations. Do online webinars. Invite people to come and hear from you. Learn a little bit more about what you have to offer. Set yourself apart from your competitors. Figure out how you can relate to people. Carol's great, like she mentioned, that EQ training, that is so critical. Get yourself on video, get yourself out there through broadcasting on social media platforms. These are free things you guys could do to set yourself apart from your competitors. Use Revelio. Revelio is a great tool to capture somebody's attention, so much so that when you're first meeting them for the first time, you essentially blow their minds. You impress them so much that they're now like hanging on your every word. You've just you've given them that wow and that awe and wonder feeling, so that you can have like a clean slate, so they're not distracted by what it is that they were just thinking about just before they met you. It's really quite dynamic. So we're giving you some really great tips and tools and tricks here. Practice, practice, practice. You get more comfortable doing it. And again, people are loving the fact that you're authentic. If you're not perfect the first time, they will forgive you. They want to see more of you. That we're all human. We all fouled. We're not perfect. Nobody's perfect. So stop trying, because nobody relates to perfect. And just start doing. Start doing. Being a doer, right? Get out there. Carol, how can people work with you? What was the step that they need to take in order for them to?
Well, just go to my website, voiceperformancecoach.com, and just, you know, sign up for a free, it's at no charge to you, consultation, because then we can zero in on what works best for you, because my passion is to help you transform and be everything you were designed by God to be. You know, in your business world, in your church world, in any world you're in, you want to be absolutely your excellent best. So just, you know, give me just sign up for a 30-minute call with me, no charge to you, and we'll just have a wonderful, warm, for real chat. And then you can know better how, if we're a fit, great. If we're not, that's okay too. My passion is to really help you step in. And maybe I've got somebody I can recommend to you if we're not a fit. But my goal is to help you.
Yeah. All right. So don't wait one more minute. If you are interested in taking your business to the next level, then learning how to present yourself, your message, your story, your product, your service, whether you are on stage or whether you are just leading your business, if you are the face of your company and you need to be able to know you are doing your utmost excellent to be relatable, then just give Carol a call. Like she said, you can speak with her for free for 30 minutes, determine whether or not you're a good fit. If you are interested in elevating your credibility, your authority, and being seen as a leader by others, and you're interested in perhaps being interviewed by me on the Tech with Heart platform, please reach out to us at techwithheartnetwork.com. We'd be more than happy to see if you are a good fit for our program or our platform. But it's free to be a member, so please reach out to us. Let us know what it is that you are doing, what you have to offer, because I'm sure it has a wonderful purpose and it's going to make a huge difference for somebody out there, and they need you. They just need to know who you are and that you're out there for them. So thank you for tuning in to Tech with Heart, Carol. Thank you so much for being on our show.
Thank you.
If you are listening, thank you for tuning in. Until next time, I'm Michelle Calloway, your host for Tech with Heart. Have a wonderful rest of your day.